So Philippians, I'm going to have to skip many verses, but if you skip on down to verse number 14.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, right there, I'm going to read 14, 15, and 16. Seems like every night I get up here to preach, a what starts screaming. Amen. Chapter number 2, starting at verse number 14. And my text will be right here, but I need to get to a few other verses. Amen. Do all things without, here's my word, murmurings.
Yes, Lord.
And disputings. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Amen. I already told you my title, Murmurings. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I believe murmurings could be a spiritual virus. Amen. We're dealing with a virus naturally from, really, it's a pandemic. They call it worldwide. It's not just nationwide, but it's worldwide. I believe murmurings could be a virus. Amen.
Yeah.
And if unchecked, it can could possibly be terminal. Amen. I won't linger here. Amen. But I heard a man one time that kind of ruffled my feathers. And he was a terminal murmurer. Amen. And I endeavored to hear him gripe and complain about everything. And he even got to talking about God, how that God wasn't fair. God gave him diabetes. God gave him a bad heart. And he just was going down the road. And I was scared to death. I thought once about moving and leaving. By the time I thought, God might strike me dead for such words and murmurings as this. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it could be like a virus. Amen.
Yes.
And if you don't watch, it'll be a terminal part of your life. It'll just stick with you and you'll gripe and murmur and complain about everything. Praise God.
Yeah.
And a Christian life does not allow or have time for constant complaint. Amen. Praise God. We all want to say at some time or another, well, if you only had to deal with what I had to deal with. Amen. If you only had to go through what I went through. Amen. But to complain is to be ungrateful. Hallelujah. We believe that in all things, I believe God rules and God works all things out for our good. Amen. And for the best. Hallelujah. They sang a song earlier in this service tonight. Amen. And I'm bad with words of songs, but in other words, the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Hallelujah. You know, God puts battles and circumstances in our life to make life sweeter. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I preached a message a couple times a year or two ago about honey in the rock. Amen. You could never understand the sweetness of honey unless you tasted the bitterness of the rock. Amen. And that is the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I must be mindful of the blessings and the mercies that God bestows upon me. Amen. Job was when he said in Job chapter number 2, verse number 10, shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? Amen. Do we suspect that only God rains out good blessings? Amen. But sometimes, praise God, he'll give us some battles. Amen. He'll give us some hardships to go through.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To complain is to be short-sighted. Listen, it's really is to indulge in unbelief when we gripe and we complain. Amen. So much about God and God's goodness and about life and about how that things have not went our way. Amen. We look at a situation and we deny that God is in the midst. Amen. When we complain and we say, can God really move? Can God really do this? Is God really able? Really what we're doing is experiencing unbelief. Amen. We're saying, can God? Amen. Why God? Why have you allowed me in this place that I'm in? Amen. So really, in in short, when we murmur and complain, amen, it also brings unbelief. Hallelujah. Great God. We push God back to the past. We push God forward to the future. Amen. But we deny him to be God of the present. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Oh yes, Lord, I know you was with me back there. God, I know you can help me tomorrow. Well, what about right now? Amen. He's the God of right now. He's not just the God of yesterday. He's not just the God of off yonder tomorrow, but he's the God of today. Hallelujah. I said he's the God of today. Amen. Hey, God, you can go all the way back to, really, I guess you could say the first sin that's recorded in the Bible. And you can go talk to a woman by the name of Eve. Amen. You can almost hear down in that pit, won't God let you eat of that tree over there? Amen. And Eve gets to murmuring. Amen. Eve gets to thinking, well, amen. And the devil pumps this in her mind just like you pumps it in your mind, just like you pumps it in my mind. Don't listen to the devil. Hallelujah. That's a good message for another night. Don't listen to the devil. Hallelujah. Because the devil gonna tell the Bible. What kind of words does the devil tell? Does anybody know? The Bible said he's a liar and the father of lies. Amen. Thank God. He never did tell the truth. Not from the beginning. Amen. What did the devil tell Eve? The devil told her, well, why won't God let you have that tree over there? Amen. Look at all. Amen. I mean, in our eyes, in our spiritual eyes, look at the Garden of Eden. I mean, it was a place of paradise. Thank God. Well, we've been eating them good pizzas second week in a row. I mean, them pizzas are delicious. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at them watermelons over there. Look at all that fruit. And we're at the harvesting time of year. Well, we got fresh corn on the cob and green beans. Can you imagine in the Garden of Eden what produce and fruits and vegetables grew in that garden? Can you just imagine with me here? Amen. Right here tonight, great God. Amen. Of all that was happening in the garden. But great God, the devil got Eve's eyes off of all of that, and he got it on one tree.
Yeah,
one tree.
Yes, Lord.
And it tells him, amen, well, God doesn't want you to have that, praise God. It's putting you at a disadvantage, and it's advantaging him, because it's a tree of knowledge, amen. And if you eat of this tree, you'll be smart like God. Hallelujah. And what happened? Murmuring's got to, amen, coming up all the way back from the start, amen. Hey, God. And you know what happened? It got Eve uneasy, and it brought forth sin in her life. That's what hell does, mister. That's what hell does, ma'am. It binds you to the blessings, hey God, that God has all around you, and it puts your eyes on just a few things that God says to stay away from. And he does it time after time to young people in holiness churches all across the country. Amen. Hey God, look amongst the house of God. They've got shouting. They've got, we just got a little service tonight. Them kids don't understand the blessings, amen, of being in the house of God, being in the pulpit, praising their hands and worshiping and singing and giving their all to God. That's a wonderful blessing, but the devil won't show you that. He'll show you a few things out in the world and say, why can't you have this? God don't want you. And he'll have your eyes up on those things, and before you know it, if you don't watch out, you'll murmur and you'll complain, and it'll drive you to that thing that the devil's trying to get your eyes on. Hey, I come to tell us, I don't want to be a murmurer. I don't want to try to get, amen, great God, miss all the blessings around me like Eve, and just get my eyes on something that God said I'd be better off without.
Woo! Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes. Amen. Complaint robs you from the anointing. It robs us from the Shekinah glory of God. Since murmuring essentially doubts the very presence and the very power of God, amen, it results in an immediate loss of that presence and that power. When you go to griping and murmuring and complaining, it will rob you of the anointing of God. I don't know anything, hey God, that will sap the glory and the victory out of a preacher, amen, any faster than when he goes to murmuring. Well, you never done that, Brother Jason. I wish I could raise my hand and say I haven't. Amen. Hey God, I've been there. I know what it's like to get to murmuring. And the devil gets your eyes on things. Hey God, that you shouldn't have your eyes on. Instead of the glory and the victory. Amen. Hey God in heaven. I was praying the other day. I remember Brother Tommy when we was first in the process of maybe getting this church right here. We were still just in a little storefront building down in the West End, down in Westmoreland down there. And we was in the process. I remember the excitement. Amen. It got me and Michelle drove up here time after time. Just drove by this church praying that the Lord would work things out. We only had 15, 20 people. I don't know. We didn't have a lot of people. Hey God. We didn't have no money. Amen. And all sorts of things like that. But great God, I was just so excited that the Lord was, amen, maybe going to give us a building to have church in. Hey God. That's been about 10 years ago. I realize life is about growth. And you can't stay in one place. You need to climb. You need to, amen, quit being satisfied with where you are and climb and grow and get higher. I realize all of that. We should do that. You should do that. I should do that. But thank God also, you should take time. I was praying the other day and I said, Lord, take me back 10 years ago. Thank God, where I wasn't worried about nothing besides a place to get to preach your gospel in and a place to gather and worship in. That's all I cared about. Hey God, I come to tell us, Lord, take us back to the place where we're thankful and where we're grateful and where we're not murmuring.
Woo! God, woo! Yes, Lord.
God recorded, amen,
Jesus,
a big life-size sample for us to see. He shows us what complaint did to Israel. Listen, they complained about their deliverance. For over 400 years, they were down in Egypt.
Yeah.
Griped and complained. Called out to God, Lord, would you spare us? Amen. Pack the brick and the mortar. Slaves, great God. Amen. Yes, hallelujah. I don't know how you had a reference this back, but I imagine Jews were slaves long before blacks were. Amen. Hey God. They were slaves under the hand of the Egyptians. Amen. Hey God in hell. 400 years. I mean, that tyrant had his upper hand on them. And they cried unto the Lord. And God heard their cry. And I don't have time to get into all that. And they caught Moses on the backside of the desert. And God, as one man said, he spoke to him out of the bush. Hallelujah. And God, I tell you, God can speak in a bush. And he spoke to him out of the bush. And it got Moses' attention. And the bush was not consumed. Amen. And God called Moses and said, Moses, my people are in bondage and they need somebody to lead them out. And you're the man to do the job.
Hallelujah.
So what happened? God sends Moses, long story, pledge, you know all that. You know the history. Amen. So Moses finally gets down there. Amen. Finally God, amen, gets to the place where they can come out. And here they are leading them out. Thank God. God opens up the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Miracle after God rains down manna from heaven. Angels food. Thank God. He was feeding them right out of heaven's bakery. Hey God, blessing after blessing. But instead of being thankful, what happens? Israel murmured and they complained. And you know what? God finally got tired of that. He delivered them and they griped about that. He parted the Red Sea and they griped about that. Miracle after miracle until finally, what happened? I tell And what happened? God shut the blessings off. And he said, I'll give you something to murmur about. And he left them in the wilderness for 40 years until finally only two come out. Who came out? I tell you who came out. Caleb and Joshua. One that said, I'm not going to murmur. What do you see down in that land? Everybody else said, it's a land we can't conquer. There's giants in that land. But Caleb and Joshua said, we can take the land by the help and the grace of Almighty God. I come to tell us, if you want God to lead you higher, if you want God to take you deeper, you'll learn to quit murmuring and complaining. God will lead you in the wilderness. Amen.
Yes, he will. He left them in the wilderness.
Yeah.
40 years.
Jesus.
Because of their murmurings.
Oh.
Woo! Hallelujah. Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Amen. The Israelites complained about the Red Sea. They complained about the water. They complained about the food. They complained about the promised land. They complained about the leadership. And they always looked for the difficulties instead of the blessings around them. Hallelujah. Woo! Let me tell you something. If you don't watch out, you'll get there. Amen. I told this many years ago. I don't know about many years, but it's been in the past, possibly a couple years. Hey, God. But I tell you, discontent, when you get discontent, it'll lead you to murmuring. Hallelujah. Hey, God, and Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went into the chief priest to betray him. He got discontent. And if you don't watch out, you'll get to the place of being discontent that you'll deny, hey, God, and you'll betray the very Son of God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God's solution to our discontent is to be content with what he has given us in our present situation right now. Hallelujah. Hey God, Brother Anthony, I don't have $1 million. Amen. Hey God, and it won't do me any good sitting around worrying about because so-and-so down the road, hey God, they died. Mercedes Benz, these lawyers and doctors that I work for, hey God, look at what they live in. Look at what they, it won't do me no good to sit around and worry about that. Hey, it'll just put me in the pit of despair. Hallelujah. But I tell you what'll do me some good. Look around at the blessings that I do have. Look around at the 5 healthy kids that I do have. Look at the 20 or 25 faithful members that I do have. Look at the church that we have over our roof. Amen. That's paid for that we do have. Look at that Toyota van that I do have. Look at that Chevy truck that I do have. Hey God, hey, this past week wasn't a lot of grass to cut, but the rain came today, and great God, I should have some yards next week to cut. Hey, I come to tell us, church, look at your blessings. There's a lot more to be thankful for than what you're seeing.
Yeah. Woo.
Yes, Lord.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Look at your blessings. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Woo! Listen, I told you this. I didn't have all the facts last time. I got the facts tonight. Years ago, Russell, because I'd read this and forgot, and I come across it.
Yes.
That's where the Lord is.
Glory.
Years ago, Russell Conwell told of an ancient Persian, Ali Hafid, who owned a very large farm that had orchards, grain fields, gardens, and was a wealthy, contented man. One day a wise man from the east told the farmer about diamonds and all about diamonds and how wealthy he could be if he could stumble across a diamond mine. Ali Hafid went to bed that night a poor man, poor because he was discontent, craving a mine of diamonds. He sold his farm to search for these rare stones. He traveled the world over, finally becoming so poor, broken and defeated, that he committed suicide. Amen. One day, the man who had purchased Ali Hafid's farm, hey God, amen, led his camel into the garden to drink. And as the camel put his nose
into the brook, the man saw a flash of light from the sands of the stream. He pulled out a rather large stone that reflected all the hues of the rainbow. Thank God the man had discovered the diamond mine of, if I'm saying this right, Golconda, the most magnificent mine to this day that history, diamond mine that history has ever known. Had Allie Hafford remained at home, thank God, and dug his own amen fields, instead of searching the worlds over trying to find diamonds, he would have died the wealthiest man ever to be known right at home, amen. But he sold his farm. He sold everything he had seeking for something that he never found. Hey God, I come to tell us, don't be discontent with what you have right there at home, amen. Hey God, many of men have sold out their families. Many of women have sold out their children, running because they thought it would be better and nicer on down somewhere else. But I come to tell us, I'm not going to murmur. I'm not going to be discontent with what the Lord has given me right in front of me.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Woo.
Help us, Lord. Hey, God in heaven. Hey, man. Lord, I don't want to be this uncontent.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, man, discontented with what the Lord has blessed me with. Amen. Hey, God, like the children of Israel, they viewed every situation apart from the element of God's power. Amen. Hey, God, I tell you what, if you don't watch out and you don't see God in it, and you don't give God glory and God victory and reverence and acknowledge his power, amen, you'll be poor. You'll be wretched. Hallelujah. Amen. But God is bigger. He's a bigger fact in your life. Amen. Lose that perspective, ma'am. Lose that perspective, sir. Amen. And you'll be poor and you'll be wretched. You'll be headed toward the doldrums. Caleb and Joshua saw that foe, but they saw also the friend of God. This is a good land.
Yeah.
Amen. And we're able to conquer it. How? Not by our might, not by our strength, but by thy power. If God be for us, who can be against us? I come to tell us, church, great God, you're forgetting to put God into the equation. Hey, with you in the equation, it won't work out. But if God gets in there, little as much, if God gets in it, for with God, all things are possible. I come to tell us, you're forgetting to put God in. Amen.
Glory.
A nation's loss. Amen. As the people got on the complaint bandwagon, was a withdrawal of the presence of God as represented by the Shekinah cloud. Woo. Amen. Listen here. The surest way for us as a church, the surest way for us as an individual to lose the presence of God is to begin to murmur and to begin to gripe.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Numbers 12 and 9, 10, you can read it later. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. God left.
Yep.
And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. I mean, they had the Shekinah glory. This is where the word Shekinah comes from, right here. The Shekinah glory of God filled the tabernacle of the Old Testament.
Yes.
And God's cloud was there. But they murmured and they complained and they griped so much. Amen, that you heard it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. Ichabod, when God leaves, it's a terrible day. Amen.
Yes.
Woo. When God departs, it's a sad day. And the power of God had lifted from their camp. That's about the saddest discovery that you'll ever make. Amen. Is when you discover that God has departed. Hebrews chapter number 3, verse number 19 puts it all together. So we see that they could not enter in because
of unbelief, amen. It will haunt you in your steps, amen. Hey God, the rest of the story is decay and rot and death. Only Caleb and Joshua survived and lived to see the promised land fulfilled. Better to be afflicted with tuberculosis, better to be afflicted, amen, with coronavirus, COVID-19, than to be afflicted with murmurings and unbelief. And Jesus did not many mighty miracles in his hometown because they did not believe.
Oh God. Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man and able to bridle the whole body. Lord, help us, God. I'm done. I got so much more. I got so much papers here. I don't want to bore you with much reading. But a divisive, argumentative attitude will lead you to murmur.
Oh, God, yes.
This kind of attitude, listen, destroys relationships between husbands and wives, parents and children, pastors and their congregations. Some people spend their time pointing out everybody else's faults. They are like Admiral Fitz. Listen, a British Navy fleet operator. Amen. In the 1750s, Admiral Phipps commanded the British fleet and was told to anchor just outside Quebec. He was given orders to wait for the British land forces to arrive and then support them when they attacked the city. Phipps's navy arrived early, and as the admiral waited, he became annoyed by the statues of the saints that adorned the towers of a nearby cathedral. Did you hear that? They had statues, and the longer he looked at these statues, the more they got on his nerves, and he gave the orders to fire and to blow them statues away. But when the land forces arrived and the signal was given for Phipps to help him to attack in the real battle, amen, Phipps could not participate because he was out of ammunition. You know why? He fired at the saints. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, God, that's a good message for another time. Hallelujah. I tell you what, amen, in 10 years of pastoring a church, I've learned one thing you can't do, and that's waste your ammunition at firing at the saints. Hallelujah. There's way too many devils. There's way too many enemies. There's way too much sin at hand that we need to fire at than to be firing at the saints. Help us, oh God, not to become decisive, divisive, great God, argumentative, and fight amongst ourselves.
Oh, amen.
Proverbs 26 and 20. Preach the teeth, burning my heart tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out.
Whew. Yes.
So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. As coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. Lose that argumentative spirit of yours if you want peace.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I wish this church was full. I'd preach to everybody.
Yeah.
I may preach it again when we get more in here. I don't know. It's people need to hear this right here.
Right.
Arguing gets you nowhere. Did you know that? You can tell if people are teachable or not, whether they got an argumentative spirit or not.
Yeah.
Hey God, but I tell you what, if we didn't have an argumentative spirit, we were teachable and read and be well studied. Study the scripture, for in them we'll find, hey God, that in them are, amen, eternal life, amen. If we would learn and study the scripture and not have an argumentative spirit, amen.
Right.
Amen.
Woo. Yes, Lord.
This gets better and better, don't it?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Distress, carnality. Did you know a carnal mind will cause you to murmur?
It will.
1 Corinthians 3 and 3, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? When you get carnal minded, you want to fight and bicker and murmur.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen here, I'm not trying to be mean. But most of the time, a carnal-minded preacher will attract carnal-minded saints.
That's true. Yep.
Carnality breeds criticalness, complaining, carnal ministry. Amen. Great God will a carnal ministry of somebody's ministry. If they don't want to sell out, listen to me. If they don't want to sell out 100% and give everything to God and give the world up and say, I'm going to preach a gospel and give my life to God, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be strife and murmuring.
Yes.
And it's going to be division. It's going to be, amen, you never know which way's up or down because they're not willing to sell. They've got a carnal mind. Woo!
All right.
Help us, Lord. Disdain, hatred, bitterness, anger lead to murmuring. Proverbs 10 and 12, hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth all sin. Proverbs 22 and 10, cast out the scorner and contention shall go out. Get rid of the one that's causing trouble. Let me tell you something. Amen. I never used to see this. I never used to think this. Amen. And I never, you know, it's none of you are not here or not. So sometimes you go watch what you say in church. People say, well, that preacher talking about me.
Yeah. Come on.
It's never, listen to me. This is the country boy's easiest way I know to say things. I don't want to continue without none of you. But sometimes it's better to leave some behind if all they're going to do is fight against what we're trying to do.
You're right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
If all they're going to do is have contention and strife, amen, in a carnal mind and never want to mark up to what God teaches and what God is trying to lead us to.
Yes, Lord.
It's better to march on without them.
Right.
Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that to be mean. Amen. Cast out the scorner.
What would it say?
Cast him out. Cast out the scorner and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease when the scorner is out the way.
Yeah.
Hey, I worked in a public place. I've worked in some situations a lot of you guys, amen, don't know I've been in. Hallelujah.
Come on.
But I've seen them bosses sometimes have to get the scorner out of the way.
Yeah.
And then you have peace on the job.
You're right.
Woo!
I've seen it.
Brother Tommy, no doubt, seen it through the years. Some of you have been in workplaces all your life. You see that. You get one bad apple, it'll spoil the whole basket.
Sure will.
Right.
Is this all right tonight?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Lord, help us, Jesus. Amen. If you don't watch out, Proverbs 20:29, I'm just about done. 29:22, an angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. Amen. Oh, yeah, self-seeking. You ever see people, it's all about them? Well, people have to be number one. And thirst for prestige, power, and the limelight, they tend to be very difficult to be around. The most critical people I've ever met are very selfish, amen, people that have to have it their way or the highway.
Yeah.
Their pride creates problems for themselves and everybody else around them. Luke 22:24, and there was also strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. They were trying to, Lord, who's greatest amongst us? And it caused strife amongst them.
Yeah.
It ain't all about big I's and little U's.
Right.
It's all about ground zero at the foot of the cross.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Have you had enough or should it go on?
Come on.
Proverbs 13 and 10. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom.
Yeah.
Lord help us. Just about done here. Dissatisfaction, ingratitude leads us to murmuring.
Right.
When you stop counting your blessings, you forget about them.
Yes.
If you're not careful, you can become so focused on what others have that you become dissatisfied with what you've got.
Right.
It's ironic that many people would love to have what you are dissatisfied with.
That's a, yeah.
Yeah.
Other people love to have what you
right.
ain't, what you don't even count your blessings of.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Sister Ray, you can blame some of them. We're sweating tonight. Praise God. I'm hot all the time. I'm about 95 degrees every day. Listen, I'm done. A certain monastery enforced the vow of silence. Did you hear that? A monastery monk. He enforced the vow of silence. Each monk could utter only two words every 5 years. Some of you blow up. This monk was only allowed two words every 5 years. A certain monk got his turn 5 years down the road. He got his turn. to give two words, and everybody wondered what will these words be. After 5 years, his two words were bad food. 5 years later, he got two more words. Everybody wondered, what's these words going to be this time? He said, bed hard. 5 years later, he got his chance to give two more words. He says, I quit. The leader said, well, you might as well quit. All you've done is complain. God's solution for ungratefulness is to count your blessings. Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with his benefits.
Yes, he does.
Even the God of our salvation.
Glory.
Selah.
Glory.
Lamentations 3:22, I'm done. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not.
Amen.
They are new every morning.
Yes, they are.
Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Hallelujah. Great God. Amen. Help us, Lord, to be grateful. Help us to be thankful. This old guy was in a cafe or something. Some people sitting around drinking coffee and eating. And they said, this one guy, we've all seen him. This one guy was in there talking about the country. There wasn't nothing good in this country. There wasn't nothing good about the country. America was sour. America's a bad place to be. And he just run to everything and everybody about the country down. And most people he'd even ran them out of the restaurant. They had listened to this guy for so long. Finally, he looks over at this dark-haired man with a heavy Russian accent. And he said, tell me, sir, tell me. Tell me one thing good about this country and I'll hush up. And I'll shut my mouth. This dark-headed, red-faced Russian man looked with a thick accent. Face was red from working in the heat in the sun from a hard job that he had held for many years. And I can't repeat it, the Russian words, but then it's interpreted in English to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Amen. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
Then he went back to slurping his soup, and this activist defeated could not argue against this man. Amen. Who had experienced both sides. Praise God. He had been raised and lived in a communist world. And he says, I thank God that I've got the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And he shut his unthankful and ingratitude and dissatisfied, amen, a protester up. Hallelujah. Great God. Lastly, I got so much more, but I'm done. Amen. Drifting from the word of God will cause us to murmur. Praise God. You drift away from God and God's word. Psalms 119:165. That's way down in the longest chapter in the Bible. 165th verse. Great peace have they which love thy law.
Nothing shall offend them.
And nothing shall offend them. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
Yes.
1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Love his word. Hallelujah.
Right.
If you learn to be thankful and fall in love and read God's word, great God, you won't murmur. Hallelujah. Job 23:12, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 15:16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Hallelujah. He said it's sweet to him. Thy words are sweet. Hallelujah. Fall in love with his word and you'll fall out of murmurings. Amen. Stand with me across this house.
Yes.
I preach to you. Burden of my heart here tonight. Don't live that life. Life's too short.
Yes, it is.
To go around murmuring all the time. What was that, Brother Philip told? I love that. Some guy, he griped about everything. His wife ever did. She never could do nothing. He was always complaining. He didn't cook nothing right.
What was it? He said, go ahead and boil me some eggs. She boiled him some eggs and brought them to him. He started running that mouth and said, this ain't right. She said, what's the matter? He said, you boiled the wrong egg. You boiled the wrong egg. Murmur. Murmur. Life is sour when you look at life like that. That's a bad life. I know hound dogs are getting better at life than that. Don't do that. Don't live like that.
No.
Don't let life sweep on by while you're murmuring, while you're caught up in the oh me and oh my. Look here what I've done. Look what I've had to go through. Look at all. Don't do that.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Don't live like that.
Come on now.
Don't look at that glass and say it's half empty when it all together it's half full. Praise the Lord.
That's good.
Don't be unthankful. Amen. Don't murmur. It'll zap the joy of the Lord out of your heart.
Sure will.
It'll zap the victory of God out. It'll zap the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost out. His anointing, His Shekinah glory left the tabernacle because they murmured. And the Shekinah glory, the Bible said, left. While she plays, let's bow our head, Lord.
Oh, God.
I know there's not a whole lot of us here on this Thursday night. God, this has been on me for a couple of days now. Amen. Lord, don't let me murmur. Change my life right here tonight. Somebody needs to be changed right here in this house tonight. Change my life, Lord, tonight. You know somebody needs this? Have Sister Claire write you, get you a CD. Take it to them. Somebody needs to be changed, God. I don't need to murmur. I don't need to gripe. Lord, I'm going to live in the victory of God. I'm going to live with the power of God. I'm not going to murmur. I'm not going to get caught up in that. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Get to victory. You need to get changed right here tonight. Lord, give me a new heart. Give me a new heart, God. Give me a new heart. Give me a new outlook.